You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Island. Okay, so Brad, I sent you a picture Saturday evening.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Of Battle Masters.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the game. I think we may have talked about it on here before. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But Jimmy, you know, had it back in the, when it was new in the 90s, early 90s, mid-90s. And we played it, you know, a few times. And then what happened, Jimmy? You had them separated. Yeah, what happened to your original copy?
I took care of that game like my Sega Genesis. And then we had the house fire in 04. And everything got packed up and taken to the cleaning service or whatever. And that's the last I saw it. Other than I got the box and all the things I had kept separate in Ziploc bags and everything. That was all there, but the actual units I had assembled, I might even had them glued together. I don't even know, but they were all in, I had them in a separate cardboard box. I always kept them separate and fully assembled. That way, it took less time to set the dang thing up. It's huge, so it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then that box disappeared, gone.
Yeah, I had Battle Masters. I actually gave it to my boss's son. Because I played it once maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It just takes forever to set up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also had the HeroQuest game too.
Man.
Kind of the same feel.
Oh. What happened to that? Did you sell that? Or?
I think I sold that at a garage sale.
Long time ago. Yeah. I'm actually waiting. Hasbro brought it back.
They had I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew the value of those games.
Yeah, those big ones like that. And so it's supposed to be coming fall of 21. I've already paid for it and everything. I don't know if it was a Kickstarter. I think it was like Hasbro's version of that. Let's see if there's enough interest. You know, if we raise this much, you know, then we'll go ahead and make it. And gosh, it blew it out of the water. You know, and
was this a HasLab thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, Jimmy and I, we've both looked on eBay and stuff, trying to find the replacements, those miniatures stuff. You can find them on there, no problem. It's just, they're expensive. You know, I've seen 10, 15, 20 bucks a piece, you know, and there's like over 100 figures in there. And you could buy a complete one for, what was it, 100, 150 or more?
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Depending on the shape of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's an expensive thing. But so I was down in Carbondale Saturday, and I'd never been in this shop. It's called Electric Larry's, and it's like a home away from home for me. This looks like my house. You know, they've got just books, comics, magazines, video games, and then the board game section, used games. And I'm just looking at the shelf, and I see the box, Battle Masters. And I was like, oh. And I asked the guy, I was like, how much is this? Or no, first I said, is this complete? And he said, yeah, because he had a set when he was younger and played with it, and he lost or broke some of the pieces. So somewhat recently, in the last few years, you know, he wanted to complete it. So he started buying all these kits and everything. He said in the end, he ended up having three complete sets. So he kept one. He had sold one, and this was his last one. He said, but it's all there. And originally he said $75. And I was like, oh, that's cheaper than I've ever seen it. And then he looked in the computer. He said, no, it's $50. And so I texted Jimmy right then. I was like, Jimmy, $50 complete. You want it? And he's like, yeah. So yeah, I dropped it off Saturday evening, and it was like a nice, somewhat nice night out, you know, not too hot, and Jimmy's got a screened-in back patio, and I was like, you know what? We could play this outdoors here, so...
Set this sucker up.
Yeah.
Yep, we did.
Of course, very nice. As we're playing it, we're making all these additional rules or changing the, you know, I was like, oh, it'd be much better if it was this. So I think we're going to try it again in a couple weeks, you know, with like our version of the game. I'm trying to write down. I was at work today. I was like, oh, I got to jot these notes down on what changes the rules we made. And so I was looking around because, I mean, there's people coming and going all the time and I don't really have a chance to do this kind of stuff, you know, anything not work related. But I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. So I got out a piece of paper and I've got it on my clipboard underneath like some other papers. You know, I'm sitting there looking like I'm thinking, you know, okay, inventory. And I'm like, okay, the wizard has a lightning bolt spell, you know. And so I'm writing it. And I'm like, okay, keeping an eye on anybody walking by. And then of all people, one of the owners walks up behind me. His son, they're a big family. He walks up behind me. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, hi there. And I kind of put my papers down. He said, hey, there's a project I'm working on. And he said, hey, you want to talk about that? I said, yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you about that. I was like, let me clean off my clipboard here. And so I pulled that piece of paper out with a couple others, and I put it in my desk drawer because the papers on the clipboard, the other papers, were what I needed to be talking to him about. And I'm like, oh, I didn't want, you know, me flipping through there. And he's like, hey, did that say warlock, you know, or something?
No.
And he looked at you and said, you play WoW too?
Yeah. He's a gamer. But anyway, yeah, so Battlemasters lives. That is awesome.
There you go.
Oh, and
for the cherry on top, yeah, Lucas Knight. Want to talk about that real quick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Jimmy. Oh, my gosh.
It was like 4 p.m., 4:30-ish, something
yeah,
like that?
But, yeah, 4:30,
and,
yeah.
And let's see, I just got up from the computer, started walking in the living room, and I heard beep, beep, my battery backup was beeping. I'm like, what the hell? This screen. I forgot I had everything plugged into the screen included. I was like, oh no, the power just went out. I was like, oh crap. So I texted Jay and he sent me. Tell him what you sent me.
Yeah. So my neighbor, it was a picture of this huge branch that broke off my neighbor's huge old tree that's in his yard. And last summer, this thing dropped two limbs, two different times. You know, one fell, it popped the power line, so went without power for a couple days or whatever. And then, like, just a few weeks or maybe a month later, another one broke off, knocked out the power. And so that's what happened last night. A huge one broke off. And it actually kind of it fell in his yard this time, and it landed right. It smashed his trailer and shed he had, and it
serves him right.
It ripped the power line going to his house, and I guess that fed back into the main line. Or I don't know what all happened, but it blew power, and I woke up at 3:30 this morning and it was on, so it came on sometime late in the night. I don't
know. I got so hot I had to sleep in the damn truck and wake up periodically to turn the AC on for a little while.
Man,
that sucks.
And then on the miserable. last round, I finally woke up and the street light was on. I was like, fucking time, about time. I'm going this way.
So I called Ameren to report it right away. And so I called, I don't know, every couple hours just to get an update. And they were like, yeah, it knocked out 25 customers didn't have power because of that. And I'll tell you what, he still doesn't have power. They got everybody else up, I guess. And his line is still down in his yard. He's running his generator right now. And I'm like, gosh, that would suck. Wow. I don't know what the holdup is. I thought they would have been by today, unless they're waiting for him to clear that tree out, that limb.
He's probably responsible for that. That's probably why.
Man, that sucks.
They're not. They probably like, yeah, we'll run it. And you need to have that tree cut down. I'm surprised they haven't forced him to either trim that tree back or
me too. Yeah,
have it cut down. Because I don't. They probably isn't going to run him a new line. Just like, and oh, sure, no problem.
It's a gigantic old oak.
Yeah,
it's huge. Just it's starting to throw limbs. And that was it rained for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, and the wind must have picked up just a hair, maybe, but it was enough to that thing to lose a massive limb.
Man,
it's probably got like carpenter ants or rotted. Probably needs to have the thing taken down.
Yeah,
which he doesn't, because it's probably cost him $2,000 or $3,000 to have the thing cut down. So
yeah, yep, I'm sure that cost quite a bit.
And every time it happens, me and Jay are in the same line. It goes down the alley, and that's where the tree is, right next to the alley. And man, yeah, it's happened at least three times. Who knows how many in the past?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm surprised they haven't made him like either come out there and did it themselves, or made him cut that tree back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish something.
I don't know. Report him to the power company, Jay.
Yeah.
So this guy's got a tree and he's trimmed.
Welcome, hi, 14 Questions with Jay. Over the summer, Ken pulled out his Rolodex and contacted all kinds of celebrities. And we've had a few on already this season. We've got a lot more to get through. And what we're going to do is pull one different celebrity on every week, and I'm going to ask them 14 questions, and then we'll move on with the show. So, Ken, who do we have this week? Can you patch us through? Do you have him on yet on Skype?
I do have him connected. He's on hold and waiting.
Oh, good.
I think you're really going to be surprised at this week's guest. We've been talking to him about him. So finally got him to come on the show. So if you could jump on line one there.
Okay.
Your guest is on.
All right. Hello, celebrity guest. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi. Is this the boss? Are you the boss of the Collective Brain boss?
Well, I am named Jay, like your real boss, Jay Rourke.
Mr. Rourke. Good.
All right. I've got 14 questions lined up. We're going to kick it off. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you?
Well, one fan decided they wanted me to dip my testicles in paint and doodle on the paper for them. So I make a painting with my balls. Hello, is this thing on? Check.
I couldn't say anything. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. It's just a dumb, so very bad visual, you know? Okay.
I don't know where that came from, so honestly. Okay,
here we go. All right. What is your biggest or weirdest fear?
My biggest fear is that when the plane comes in, it goes out of control and I get hit with the propeller and killed. Is this thing on? Hello?
Okay. All right. All right. That would be scary.
Testing.
Okay.
Shit, sorry.
All right. Yeah, that would be scary. What would be your superpower?
My superpower would be my Vienna sausage hands fingers.
I feel like Bill Hader and
Okay.
Wait, oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
Got the tape for the monkey. My magic powers would be if my Vienna sausage fingers would be magical and I can wave them and make a wish come true, or put them on a sandwich and put mustard on them.
Great. What pet would you love to have?
I would love to have a little pink pony that I could ride around on, and I'd have an axe, and I would ride around the island chasing monkeys and cut their tails.
All right, and do you like pickles?
Oh, yes, I love the pickles. My fingers are like pickles, little pickles.
Okay, are you good at accents?
I'm no good at no accent, no. The only accent I have is mine.
And what would be a good theme song for your life?
Oh, boy. Let me see. I think that big ukulele player from Hawaii, he plays the ukulele. It's about 500 pounds. Somewhere under Lonnie Anderson's skirt somewhere over the rainbow or something that had a song.
All right, and what would you name your boat if you had one?
I would name my boat the Little Dinghy, because it's like me. It got a little dinghy. Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello?
Okay.
I got coconut in my ear. Hello?
Which fictional character would be the most exciting to meet in real life?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. You know, I think it would be Wonder Woman, because I could walk underneath her skirt and look up and she'd never see me.
All right, and what is the best or worst purchase you've ever made?
Oh, let me tell you, the worst purchase I ever made was it's from a Nevercorp. It's called the Inflatable Baby. That was the worst thing I ever bought in my life. It nearly drowned me. It was crazy. I was floating out in the ocean, and I got caught in a riptide, and I had a margarita floating with my inflatable baby, and the next thing, the Coast Guard had to rescue me.
All right, what are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults?
Oh, I say, let's see. I really have to think about that. Kind of like people ask me why I'm so short, and I say, I'm not short, you're too tall. That's kind of an insult.
Perfect. That's a great way to look at it. What's a body part that you wouldn't mind losing?
Oh, boy. I cannot spare many of those. I had to say, probably my tuchus. My tuchus, because you can hardly see it anyway. It's like a peanut.
Okay. All right. All right. What's your biggest screw up in the kitchen?
Oh, the biggest screw up. I once make pineapple upside down cake. And I forgot to turn it upside down. That was bad. Bad for me. Tattoo. Stupid.
Man, yeah, I can't imagine. All right, well, I would like to take a moment just to thank you for coming on the show. I know you've got a busy life at the moment.
Oh, yes. Me and Lonnie Anderson are shacking up in my guest house right now.
All right.
I wish. I kid. Oh, not really, no.
You are a small kidder.
I do have Lonnie Anderson poster, though.
All right. I'm going to end the interview on one final question. What's the dumbest way you've been injured?
Oh, boy. There was once this time when Barbie Benton, Lonnie Anderson, and Cher tied me to a trapeze, what do you call it, a trapeze swing, and they were swinging me through hoops of fire, and somehow my grass skirt got caught on fire, and that was not good.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. And that was 14 Questions with Jay.
Au revoir.
Don't they say now, did I read this or hear it on podcast some shit, that as you get older, time feels compressed because your brain matter is changing,
huh?
And time works, or it's something weird. But that's why when you're a kid, 3 hours is an eternity.
Mm. Yeah.
And now, you know, we're old, we're way up here now, and shit, time compression is real.
Well,
time does fly by.
I don't know. I'm always trying to figure that one out. Like, or for years I've tried to.
An hour now does not feel like an hour when I was 10 years old.
Cause
it depends. Cause like if you're sitting in a shitty job, right, and you're just watching the time click to 5 o'clock so you can get out of there, it seems like eternity. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just it's situational time, right?
Yeah, I'd say so too. Like if you're doing something you really like, time always flies by.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh yeah.
But yeah, if there's something you really dread, you're like, oh my god.
Because like in high school, get out of school, and then we really didn't have anything until the next morning. You know, for the most part, like my typical day, get out of school and be like, all right, let's go over to Jeremy's. You know, we'd throw frisbee. You could goof around at his house for a while. Let's see what Joe's doing. Go over there. Hey, you want to run up to the mall? Sure. You know, so we'd go up to Belleville, you know, and then on the way back, you know, we'd go eat at a park or something. And then on the way back, see what Darren's doing, you know, then go cruising, you know, that evening, listening to music. And, you know, it's like all of that in a span of, you know, from 3:30 to 9 o'clock or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then nowadays, you get off work and you're like, okay, gosh, I got to get home, mow the grass. We're going to have to eat supper. Got to make sure the kids have their homework done. And okay, what's going on this weekend? Oh, we got to go up to there and do this and make sure. You know, it's like always planning for me, always looking ahead, always planning. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, you know, but
it's because you had no responsibilities back then.
Yeah. Uh huh.
That's when life changes.
So it's just do what you want whenever, you know.
Right. Now you got responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I've been trying to figure out what is causing that or the illusion of it, whatever, you know, but
like velocitation.
Definitely seems like there's definitely something there because. Okay, so that wraps up. Thanks for listening. If you have your comments or want to discuss anything with us offline that we talked about tonight, just give us a call. The number will be located in your swag bag. Right?
Right.
Okay. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nuts.
Bye, Dewey.
This has been a Metal X or production.
I don't think so.
I'm Tatatouille.
Right.
Nature does it all the time. She makes jellyfish that are quite transparent.
I got coconut in my ear. Hello.
What the hell, indeed.